Hi, from Experiment Nation, my name is Romo Santiago, and welcome to Experiment Nation, the conference Reloaded, a series where we share some of the best sessions from our most recent conference.
Hello, my name is Moshe Mikanovsky. I'm a senior product manager. I'm also the co-host of the podcast Product for Product. And I'm the first-time author of the novel The Resurrector, which is coming soon in December 2021. And today what I wanted to share with you is a bit of from my experience and other product managers' experience like me about our users. When we need doing experimentation, where do we find those users? Sometimes we have to find them not just through the application, but we have to find them in other places. And that's something that we sometimes struggle with. So that's what I would like to talk about today. A few things about myself first. So I am originally from Israel. That's the first fact that I wanted to share with everyone. Second is I'm from Toronto. That's where I live now for the last almost 20 years. This is the first computer that I used when I started my career as a software developer. It's a digital VAX VMS, so it's a very old computer, which a bit probably show my age. So if you're familiar with that, you might be able to guess how old I am and how long I've been doing this. And in the past 10 years, I've been doing product management, focusing only on product management with digital products. And since last March, I was also co-hosting the Product for Product podcast. So I want to start with the use case. This is a real use case that happened to me while I was on a job. I was working for a company that was building the auxiliary products for loyalty programs. And the use case here, I needed to build a new product, a new auxiliary product for the loyalty program of a British airline. And they had international and domestic flights, so they were all over the place. Their hub was in England, in London, but they were flying everywhere in the world. And then who are the users? I was looking to see who are those users that I have to build a product for and find them for my different experiments that I was trying to do. So, of course, there are passengers of this airline. They are a passenger of that specific airline, so I have to look for the specific airline and not just any airline. And there are also members of the loyalty program, so there could be flyers that are not members, and then this auxiliary product will not mean much to them. So where are these products, these users? So let's take a step back and see where is it that we usually can find our users. I created this format for finding users, but it's not very strict. It could be flexible for a different type of products. But if we're talking about B2C products, those are products that are consumers' products. People like you and I are using them. They will appeal to many different type of users. And many times we can just go to the next door coffee shop and find people sitting over there and ask them for their help to give us some feedback on our experiment. We could give them also some free coffee or free card for the coffee shop, but in general, it's quite easy to find those people. If we're looking at B2B2C, this is a bit more tricky because we're talking about users that are associated with a specific business rather than any type of consumer product. So if we're talking about users, even in the example that I gave for the auxiliary product for the loyalty program, the product was built for the loyalty program, so that business to business, but the consumers were the people, that their members. I found some success in using user testing platforms for this, but over there it also could be very tricky because you need to find people of specific access to those platforms, but also with specific background, specific knowledge of specific technology. So you really need to sift through them and be able to find the right people. Another type of product is IoT. For IoT, and again, these are not strict. You could find definitely people in your next coffee shop that will help you with your IoT product. So for the IoT products, one of the places you can find your users is specialty conferences. If this is products that are related to wearables or temperature for the house, or different things that are just specific products that people are using, then look for those people in the conferences that they are going to. Either put a booth over there, or be as a guest and approach people out there, and just ask them for their participation in your experiments. The next one is platforms, like different platforms, like an API is one example here. These are products that are developed for other products or are developed for developers to build other products. This is where you probably will not find the users for that just in any specific place. Maybe they will be in a conference. That could be an option as well. But you'll probably have to reach out more into specific workplaces, specific companies that are going to be the right client for that. So here, you will need to start developing this type of relationship with people, either through professional relationships like or networks like LinkedIn or other similar places. And then finally, the B2B, and B2B is where you will need to get also a bit of type of direct sourcing to the right companies and the right solutions for that. So again, this is not a model that is very strict. There is a lot of overlapping things over here. So you can find for your platform API in conferences. For the B2B, you might be able to find in conferences as well, or in some workplaces that you target, etc. You might be even lucky, and in the coffee shop where you are, everyone, for example, it's next to a courthouse and it's full with lawyers, and your product is for lawyers. They are the users, so you might be really lucky about that. But in general, there are some difficulties sometimes to find the users. So let's go back to my original example, where I was looking for loyalty program auxiliary users. So where would I find them? So the first, we're always looking into finding people, maybe in our office or people that maybe we work with. But most of these are not really the right persona for that. So let's skip that. And then sometimes we're looking at family or friends. Again, not the best type for this. Although for some type of products, you could maybe start with these people as well. The risk there, of course, is that they might tell you things that you will be that you want to hear. They want to please you. So don't fall into that trap. Next is coffee shops. So here the problem is that everyone in the coffee shop could be either a traveler, not a traveler. Maybe they belong to a specific loyalty program. Especially where I was in Canada, many of them were related to Air Canada or another Canadian airlines, but not to that specific airline. So the persona over there was not very good fit, and that would be just a waste of time. Now, any of the online testing environments like user testing and whatever, we could have approached them. At the time, it was not as developed as today, so maybe today we would have had a better luck with that. I'm talking here probably 15 years ago. So that was not really much of an option back then, but maybe today you could do that, but you might have to sift through a lot of different people, a lot of applicants that are not really part of that loyalty program. What about conferences? Maybe this is a very unique situation here. The vertical market do have conferences, but not necessarily for that specific loyalty program. So the first thing that we tried to do was through their existing website. People that buy tickets online, they will go and will actually get, you know, there will be some of them will be members, but not all of them will be members. So that was definitely one of the things that we did. But we also wanted to speak with actual members of the loyalty programs that are actually traveling. So, and the reason was because this auxiliary product is a product that is used while they're actually traveling, and just getting there, doing the experimentation online wasn't the full process or the full experience that we were expecting to have. So what we did is we said, okay, so we have to go and find them where they are, and where they are is usually at the airport. So because they are flying internationally and they have a hub, we decided we have to go to where the hub is. We'll find the most people that we can at one time, and it will reduce our searches for them. Now, where are they exactly? So the way Heathrow works is that you're actually sitting in the lobby and waiting for your flight to be called, but you are sitting with all the members of all the different other loyalty programs and also other passengers for other flights. So it's not just that airline in the lobby. And where they actually were was not in the main lobby of the airport, but next to the gate where they're actually flying, where their specific flight is for that airline. So what we did is between flights, we were running across different gates and we're looking for the, we knew where they are and their timetable. And we would find the people 20 minutes, half an hour before the flight. And then we had to approach them and ask them, are you a member of the loyalty program? Because we wanted to talk mainly with those type of users. And the success rate to get those people were quite high because most of them were. Some of them were not. And then we just told them, thank you, but we'll continue with the next person. And then we were able to talk with quite a bit of people in one day. We also wanted to speak with people that are in their upper class. So they have a lounge where they're waiting for the flight to be called. And the reason is because they're a bit different travelers. They're not exactly the same way as people that are usually traveling in economy. And the reason is that they might be different spenders. They might have a lot of other loyalty programs already or loyalty points already. So they might not want to use that specific auxiliary product. And we did find different results by talking with these people. So it was very important that we look not only at one location, but at multiple locations where they are. So I hope this presentation give you a bit of ideas about where to look for users. Sometimes it's not an easy thing. Sometimes it is quite easy, but you have to be creative about it. And that's really the bottom line. Try to find where they are in many different places where they could be. And if you don't know, then explore with other people, search online. Recently, I actually joined Clubhouse to look for people specifically talking about specific topics. So there could be many, many different places where these users can be. So I want to thank you for joining me today. And here are the links where you can find me. Please feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn, check my website, and also check the podcast, Product for Product. Would love to hear from you. Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Romeo, founder of Experiment Nation. If you liked this episode, then consider signing up to our bi-weekly newsletter, where we share great interviews, editorials, memes, and other great content. You could subscribe at experimentnation.com/newsletter.